half. Up to this game, it was 69-0. Tonight, it's 20-14.
Yeah, a little more manageable there. Come out in the second half and scored a couple touchdowns early. We're actually up 14-0 in that category at one point.
Wide receiver wide each way for Bad Axe, two men in the backfield. Braden rolls to his right, keeping this one, no intent to pass. He gets to the line of scrimmage, back to the 50-yard line. First down, and then about eight more yards. Finally dragged down to the 40-yard line. That's a gain of 17 yards for Ben Braden. His 11th carry of the night, if you include the sacks. And the clock continues to wind because of the running clock situation. Anything over 35 points is a running clock. Minute 33 left in the fourth quarter, 50-14. Bad Axe with the ball at Cass City's 39-yard line, working off the right hash. Same formation, labor to the right, number 24. Zach Sapchinski, the senior, to the left. Two men at the backfield, right under center. And off to Emmerich. He has the first down, out to the 25-yard line. He has no one beat. 10-yard line, five, and he's in for the score. Jared Emmerich with his second touchdown of the night. The third touchdown for Bad Axe tonight, the third of the year. Now makes it Cass City 50, Bad Axe 20.
Nice run there by Emmerich. Credit the offensive line for creating a nice hole to burst through. The rest was all on Emmerich's hand as he broke the tackle about 8 yards down the field and then juked the guy right out of his shoes and headed for the right-sided pylon. Nobody around after that. Great run by Emmerich.
A 38-yard run from Jared Emmerich, racking up the yardage now. He has over 150 on the night, 166 to be exact. Clock stops at 58 seconds with a 30-point differential, 50-20, Cass City. Bad Axe going for two. They have Zach Jachinski to the right. Now he's man in motion to the left. And Ben Brain rolls to his right looking to pass. Nothing open, so he has to keep it for himself and gets caught in the backfield by number 85, Watson Moore, the junior end on defense of Cass City. So with 58 seconds left, it's Cass City 50, Bad Axe 20. You're tuned to WLAW.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
It took them 3 plays and 2 minutes and 26 seconds to score, but Bad Axe found themselves in the end zone with an end recap of Jared Emmerich running 38 yards for the score. It's Cass City 50, Bad Axe 20. Labor to kick this off from his own 40, right to left across your radio. 58 seconds left in this one.
Looks like an onside kick formation.
Cass City with their hands team in there out to the 49-yard line. And number one, Bobby Bayette, does a little bit of a reach around to get it at the 49-yard line and downs it for Cass City. Nearly a turnover there. So Cass City with 51 yards for a score at their own 49-yard line with 57 seconds to go. They lead by 30.
Bayette did a good job to corral that ball. It almost scooted away on him there. The trick of the onside kick and making that ball bounce funny. That's exactly what it did.
Cass City first and 10. Hartle still under center. There's 57 seconds left in this one till this one's final and in the books. Three men in the backfield for Cass City, taking as much time as possible. There's the whistle and the clock starts. And they're going to take a knee. So technically a loss of a yard on that one for Hartle. And looks like they're going to let this clock wind down as much as possible. Here I have one more down, and that'll be it. Same formation, victory formation for Cass City. Hartle takes another knee with 28 seconds left. That should do it, shouldn't it?
That should run the clock out.
Seems as if neither team knows exactly what to do. Everyone's standing around looking at each other. And that's going to do it. So, final score in Cass City. It's the Redhawks coming out with the victory. Cass City 50, Bad Axe 20. Bad Axe gets on the board three times in the second half, as well as Cass City, making it a little bit more of a competitive game than we imagined. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We'll be back in just a few seconds to wrap this thing up from Cass City. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Final score, Cass City 50, Bad Axe 20.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school, and time for a new phone with the tremendous back to school savings at Thumb Cellular.
Yee-haw!
That's right, it's back to school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adorn, an LG Samba, or LG Prestige free on only a 1-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone? Get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a 1-year agreement and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20. Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
You're tuned to WLEW. This one's in the books. Final score, Cass City 50, Bad Axe 20. Bad Axe gets on the board for the first time all year with three touchdowns in the second half. Let's go through the big plays. We went through at halftime already in the first half. Let's jump right to the third quarter. The second half started out with two turnover downs, one from each team. Cass City turned the ball over to Bad Axe with a big stop on Bad Axe defense, and Cass City does the exact same thing to Bad Axe offense. And Bad Axe then responds with a touchdown. At 2:11 left in the third quarter, Jared Emmerich's 67-yard scamper makes it 8 Bad Axe, Cass City 30. Cass City gets the ball back, and about a minute and a half later, they punt after a 3-and-out. And Bad Axe responds with another touchdown. This one's a 50-yard catch to Tyler Labor, makes it 14-30. Two-point conversion was no good at 11:51 left in the fourth quarter. Cassidy responds a minute and 45 seconds later. A touchdown, 47-yard run from Przanowski. Two-point conversion, no good. 36 Cassidy, Bad Axe 14. A minute and a half later, Bad Axe fumbles the ball. It is a toss to Emmerich, and a fumble. Cassidy recovers, 14-36 still. And 748 Cassidy scores a touchdown.